Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Swing and a broken bat. Comebacker. Kirkring knocks it down. Picks it up. Throws wildly home to the backstop. And the season is over. And Kirkring, who had an easy out at first base, the inning was over. But he threw wildly to the plate all the way to the backstop. And the Phillies season has come to an end.
Wow, Jack killing the vibe right at the top of the show. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Not the show, Ike, we had wanted to do today, but is the show we have to do today. Yeah. As we all, not a great night in Philadelphia sports last night. We all do it together. Ike, how you feeling?
Yeah, this is one of those times where, listen, we're just pour me one to start, and we'll go from there. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to work our way through. I'm probably going to need a few today. So, yeah, we got to work our way through this thing for 4 hours, and I've been listening to everyone else. Morning show, midday show. They've done a great job trying to, be radio, psychiatrist?
Therapist.
Yes. Therapist. You know, you're on the radio, and we're trying to do that. And now we're up. But I got to tell you, Spike, I think I'm in need of this as much as our fans are, because quite frankly, that's what I am. I'm a fan. And I bought all the way in, and I wholeheartedly believe that this thing was going five and the Phillies would win in five at Citizens Bank Park. And that game last night kept us on our edge, at the edge of our seats. The entire night, every pitch, every at bat seemed meaningful. And to have the season, the game come to an end on what really amounts to a brain cramp. Or you want to call it a brain cramp, or, you know, you want to be harsh, he
choked
yeah, or what
whatever,
have you. That's,
whatever. Yeah.
It comes down to that. It really left an empty feeling in my stomach. And if that wasn't enough, if the sports god hadn't had their way with me enough at that point, they just had me sit through the rest of the Eagles game as I devoted the majority of my attention there once the Phillies game ended. And I don't even know what that was last night.
They weren't there to cheer you up. I can tell you
to
that.
The New York Giants, Mike.
The worst team in the division.
A team we didn't think even could score 20 points, let alone 30-some points last night.
10 points. We all had them at 10?
Yes.
12? 13.
Unbelievable. We'll get through this. I'm sorry that was long. I know I got more to say. Jackie Baseball, I'm feeling for you, my brother. I'm feeling for you, man. I'm feeling for you today because I feel the pain, too. Holla at you, boy.
I just can't believe it's over. Like, yeah. I sat there. So, like, first off, it was slow motion. Slow motion. Ball goes back to Kirkring. I'm like, oh, thank God they got out of it.
Yes.
And then you start seeing him turn. I'm like, what are you bleeping doing?
Yep.
And then he, in slow motion, it flies into Fransky's booth. Like, I cannot believe they lost that baseball game. And he's not the reason. Like, he's the single reason at the
right,
end.
At yes. the end,
he's
yes.
not the reason they lost that
no.
game. I mean,
no,
it was a hard, like, dude, they freaking just one run, just one more run, and you have that. There's a lot of moments from it that we're going to be thinking about for a long time. But, man, it's like they went toe-to-toe with a great team. A great team, and they just came up short, and that sucks. Yeah. That sucks. They were right freaking there.
The Kirkering moment froze me. The only moment I can think of that I remember, it's not the same thing, but I just sat there with my mouth wide open, was the Kawhi shot. When it just bounced on the rim, and you couldn't believe, and you do this thing in your head where you think, well, maybe
right.
something happened and they're going to take it
right.
back
right.
or
this can't be real.
This is not how it's ending. It's
right.
ending with Orion Kirkering throwing the ball the 10 feet to the right of JT Realmuto on a dribbler. This is how it ends. It's almost, and baseball is the cruelest ending. I was talking to a friend of mine about it last night because baseball is so much time and then it's just over. It's 162 games and playoffs and all these dreams. And then there's just no more. And Jack, you said it right. They went head to head with the best team in baseball. They were right there every single game. They had a chance to win every single game. Mm-hmm. And I think ultimately what is the undoing? And there's so much to this, right? I mean, there's the top of the lineup did not really show up last
Man.
Night. And they're going to have to wear that, right? And
Man, you got to.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't escape that.
You can't. And,
nope.
and you can point to the top of the Dodgers lineup and say, well, look what Ohtani did. But they won. So
Exactly. So, they won.
Yeah. So it just sort of is
yes.
what it is. That's
yep.
how it looks.
Yep.
And you can look at all the batting averages you want. You could say they were 1-for-11 last night. They could have won the game with 2-for-11. And that's how baseball is. If one of them has a hit, so the top of the lineup's going to have to wear it. And then I look back at this series, and I am just, like, I'm just sad. I'm not mad at them. They tried hard. There were great performances
yeah,
last night.
They
Sanchez,
were in every game. They were all four games. They were in it to the end.
Sanchez was great last night.
Yeah.
Jesus Lizardo.
Oh, my God, Sanchez last night.
Lizardo coming in
yeah.
on just pitched Monday
yeah.
night, coming in and shutting down Ohtani. And
yeah.
That was great. I think what it comes down to, what I look at is in games this close, we had, like, we were the poorer fundamental baseball team at the
yeah.
end of the day. There's Castellanos not playing that right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then in this game, there's Kirkering throwing the ball away. There's maybe Bryce could have gotten a double
yeah.
play, you know, a couple
mm-hmm.
minutes earlier.
You got the Trey Turner where he threw to the right of JT as opposed
yep.
to making a good throw.
Yeah.
Robertson coming in.
There's
mm-hmm.
there's Bone booting the ball last night. There's
mm-hmm.
there's just little things.
The Alex Call should have been strikeout.
The ball play didn't hurt the team, though.
It ended up. Not hurting the team. Yes.
Yeah, it should have that on
the
record.
The next pitch,
yeah. yes.
inning was over.
That's right. Watch your narratives, all right?
Sorry.
Watch
I'm
your
just,
slants.
I'm just
Find
correct.
A new slant.
I'm just
the best hitter in the damn series.
It was. JT.
Yeah.
Him and JT. Yeah.
But the Alex Call strikeout, which of course.
Oh, my God.
The umpire apologizes to Chris Sanchez. Thanks.
It makes it worse.
Yes.
Thanks. I wish I never heard that.
I wish he didn't apologize.
Exactly.
Of course not.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, and the Sanchez look, that should be a meme,
yes.
quite frankly.
Yeah.
Because he knew it. Like, come on, bro. That's a strike.
And it's hard for that not to get
man.
In his head afterwards.
What's it called? What are we doing next year?
ABS.
Yeah, whatever the
ABS.
Hell that is.
Yeah.
We need it now.
Could have used it yesterday.
Yeah.
Could have used it yesterday.
And whatever you do, don't look at that entire at-bat because three of the balls that he called a strike, three of the balls that he called a ball were actually strikes.
Strikes.
Well, and then to kick dirt on it, Schwarber yeah. to start the at-bat in the 11th, the ball's at his head, he calls it a strike.
It looked like Schwarber was going to hit the umpire.
He's close.
Yeah, he got in his face. I think, and then you get here, and I think the reason, I think ultimately the reason that you're sort of at a loss and sad is two things. One, I think we all liked and believed in this team. And there will be a lot of people that called it. They say, I knew the bats were going to go cold. I know it. But this team was different than last year's team. They just
felt
were.
Felt different.
They
it did.
They were. And
it did.
And then the other part of
Even
it is.
Even this lost series feels different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Than the one against the Mets.
Oh,
it does feel different.
They're both 3-1, but they were different series.
Yeah.
They were different series. And the Dodgers are way better than the Mets. And mm-hmm. we all knew we were
better in this series than we did against the Mets.
We all knew we were losing that Mets series. We hoped after game two,
right
after game one. And the other thing is you just sort of look around. You see the free agents that are there. You know, Schwarber and JT and Ranger. And Harrison Bader. Will be a free agent.
Yeah.
And then you see the age of all these guys. And you, at the end of every season with a core like this, you wonder when they're free agents, is that it? You know, is that it? Was that our shot? Are we ever going to have a shot like we had this one, like we had on this one? And I know there will be an off season full of exciting stuff or interesting stuff that we'll talk about and we'll get excited during spring training. But there is sort of this feeling of loss. It's almost like when a relationship ends or something.
Yeah.
You devoted all this time and all this heart into it, and then they come up short. So if you want to call about the Phils, we'll talk about the Phils. We're going to talk about the Eagles today as well. 215-592-9494. We'll get into the Eagles a little bit later. That was a horrible game. Mm. And from a lot of different reasons, that was a horrible game. They looked unprepared. They looked unready. They didn't look like they were in the game the same way the Giants were from an intensity standpoint. You know, I was hoping the Eagles, after losing the Denver game, mm-hmm. would come in with a new sense of, but all of the same stuff was there. And you look at this team, the Eagles at this point, and you say, well, okay, what do they do really well? What do they do? They don't run the ball really well. They don't pass the ball really well. They don't stop the run really well. You try to talk yourself into it. I think the Eagles are a point. Forget about Super Bowl. They need to spend the next 10 days figuring out how to be just a good, solid, efficient football team mm-hmm. because they just got blown out by the Giants.
Yeah.
Without their best player.
Yeah, no, I agree, but I still think on face everybody feels the Eagles are a better team than the Giants.
Yes,
Didn't play well last night. The defense, to me, was the most disappointing thing about last night. Jalen missed throws last night.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Then I certainly would imagine he wants to have back. You can't miss Devontae on that wide open throw there. You got to give him a chance to catch that ball. And the pick, the interception you had down there when you were trying to stage a little bit of a comeback, down by 10. Can't have that play there. AJ's wide open over the middle on that very play. I don't know why AJ wouldn't be your number one read on every friggin' pass play, okay? If he's not open, okay, then I'm going to somewhere else. But to immediately look somewhere else and never see AJ wide open, it's understandable why AJ is frustrated with the offense at times and him not getting the football. Last night I looked at that game and I said to myself, you know what? Maybe this is the ultimate wake-up call for them. Right? You get a little bit of shell shock Sunday against the Broncos when you were up 17-3, and you kind of figure you can walk to this Giants game, undermanned or not, and you're going to win. and it didn't happen.
No.
And they showed up last night as if they thought it was just going to happen.
And you said this before the game, that the Giants were going to show up looking at you like you were vulnerable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was a big game for them.
How many sacks last night?
Three.
Three sacks last night. Could have been more.
Yep.
All right. The Giants were certainly looking to get after this offensive line, which I think is a big part of the reason why we can't have a sustained running game. How does Saquon get 31 yards on his first two carries, and then 27 yards the rest of the game?
Yeah, well, he was hit behind the line of scrimmage almost every time he touched the ball.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unbelievable. And I hope they use these days to really have a come-to-Jesus moment with themselves and realize that this thing can turn dark real fast.
Yes.
And what I mean by that, I mean the bright light and celebratory atmosphere that we have around this team coming off of what they did last year into this year can change in a heartbeat. The city, we as fans, doesn't take much to see the other side. And when you start losing games and expectations aren't met, you're at 4-2 now. You go to 4-3, this thing gets ugly.
Real quick.
Gets ugly real quick, and then you have to play with that swirling around your team all year long. So whatever is bothering this team internally, I suggest they get it fixed over the next 10 days.
And for everyone who laughed at comparing it to 23, sorry.
Man, that's where we're at. That's where we're heading.
There are enough. It's not exactly the same, but it doesn't have to be exactly
the same.
Don't
have to be exactly the same.
You can point out the ways that it's different, but I can point out more ways that it's the same.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that that's how it's going to end up, but that is the fear.
Yep.
And really, it happening earlier in the season makes it, if that happens. What if the Eagles had played four more games that season? They would have lost all four games, you know?
And by the way, we've said this from week one, day one. From the first time seeing them on the field to the second week to the third week to the fourth week, we were able to pacify ourselves with wins. Now that's no longer. It's two straight losses to two inferior opponents. One at home blowing a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter. The other on the road to an inferior divisional opponent that was without – did they have anybody besides the quarterback and the two rookies, a quarterback and the running back?
And Scataboo. Yeah, that's
what
it.
I mean. Like, that's all they had last night.
No.
And it's an embarrassing loss. So that's two straight games that we've been embarrassed in defeat. And, again, the four wins that I heard everyone say, be happy with the wins. We're a 4-0 team. They just won the Super Bowl. Be happy. Well, now we can stop being happy. Right now, everybody can stop screaming, be happy we won the game, because now we've lost two straight games we shouldn't have lost. And this season, from an internal standpoint, looks like 2023. So we can quit ignoring this stuff now because there are losses there now. We can't hide behind the wins anymore.
I think the
ugly wins, by the way.
I think in the last three games in the second half, which is when they're supposed to be better, right? In the last three games in the second half, they've scored one touchdown. The Saquon wheel route touchdown.
It's unbelievable.
They didn't score last night. They didn't score in the second half in the Tampa game.
Yep.
And they didn't score and they scored one. That one against Denver, and that's it. That's not a Super
not
Bowl
good,
team.
Man.
Yeah, that's not a Super
not
Bowl
good.
Team. 215-592-9494. We're going to do both. We will do the eulogy on the Philly season in what promises to be an interesting offseason. There are a lot of questions there. We will get through that. We'll talk about last night's game, also talking about the Eagles as well. 215-592-9494. Starting us off, Corey in Columbus here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, I really appreciate what y'all do. Jack, I you know, this is my show. But listen, man, I hope y'all got time today. Listen, first of all, y'all, you know, y'all live in the city. You know, y'all live together. So y'all, everybody dealing with the same thing. You know, me, us out of town, you know, we got to deal with this by ourselves. You know, dropping the kids off, you know, the gym teacher with the stop sign. You know, a tough night. Man, worry about these kids getting across the street. We know it was a damn tough night. This team right here, both of these teams, I mean, I can't really be as upset with the Phillies, but I'm upset with the leaders on the team. Like, it's always – when we need y'all the most, y'all don't show up. Like, it's like Bryce Harper. I mean, Schwarber. I mean, y'all showed up in game, you know, the last game or whatever. But it's
game
like
game three, yeah.
Yeah, game three. But it's like, I need y'all more. One run, I get it. You know, the Dodgers are a good team. Then y'all put, you know, Topper, you put Kirkerian out there. I mean, we all know Kirkerian is terrible. But I know what he had to do. This dude panicked. You throwing the ball to Wembanyama thinking that he out there. You know what I'm saying? 10 feet, long arms. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what are you doing? Like, you know, it's like, we got to go out sad like that. And you know what I'm saying? I know people want to be like, they more sad than mad, not me, because it's like the series thing. It goes back to what happened in game two, all that. Like, all them frustrations come out. And then let me get on this football team. You know, I'm a big optimism person, optimistic person when it comes to the Eagles. But these dudes, man, now let's start at the head. Jalen Hurts, you know you my guy, but I don't know if you were smoking too much cigars. Listen, I'm not going to say everything is him, but it's like you missing people running butt booty wide open. And like last week, we gave you the pass, AJ slowed down. But then you do it again. Like, it's like, what do you be looking at? You don't ever throw to Dotson, right? Now all of a sudden, we throwing to Dotson or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Dotson, you out there, and I get it, the throw is a little behind. Play DB, break it up. You just let the DB catch it on you, run, right? You know what I'm saying? You got the coach.
And then ran 40, 50 yards the other way with it.
Exactly. Sirianni, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're supposed to be the culture guy. You don't call plays, right? This team get penalties all the time. Sidney Brown does not need to be on my football team. This dude got more penalties than tackles. Every game, he hitting people out of bounds. And I love Sidney Brown, Big Ten guy. But he is a dumb football player. Who else on this team? You remember when Philly wasn't having their trash picked up, when they had them trash dumpsters?
Yeah.
That's them two the cornerbacks out there. That's them two cornerbacks. You got Nicki Minaj booty, and you got Cardi B booty on left and right without Quinn Yon Mitchell out there. These dudes are terrible. They can't even play at Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama. They don't need to be on the football field. Right? I ain't seen Jordan Davis since the field goal block. Where you been at? We was praising you. You starting to look like heavy guy again. You know what I'm saying? Bologna sandwich guy, right? AJ Brown, I love you. Great player. You don't got to cry all the time, dude. I get it. People, Jimmy Tinsky out here making up stories or whoever, right? But you don't got to always be bringing attention to you. Learn how to talk. Educate yourself with media, because all you do is bring attention on yourself. Jordan Mailata, every week, we're one block away. Well, block, because you out there getting ran through by Brian Burns, tall as hell, 6'8", squat. You know what I'm saying? Where is that? And then this dude calling plays. You running the ball halfback dive like it's Madden every play. We don't got no kind of creativity, and I don't know what it is. I'm not smart enough to know. I'm a fan. Is it the quarterback? I don't think it is. He ain't that bad. Now, he might not be elite, but this dude ain't terrible. We can't score more than 17 points. We ain't scoring more than 17 points in two games with Devontae, AJ, Goddard, all these guys. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all letting these rookies run through y'all. The exciting whites, that go to the other team. Y'all need to drop that podcast, because the last time, I ain't forgot about that either. Y'all doing podcasts and stuff. Reed Blankenship, you ain't made a play since the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? The exciting whites, let them call them that on the other team. Y'all got ran through by the Giants. The Giants ran through. You know what I'm saying? Y'all should be embarrassed. I don't want to hear no poetic justice, no proverbs from the quarterback. Y'all better get this stuff fixed and quick. I'm tired of these on-again, off-again seasons. Damn, we can't even celebrate the damn Super Bowl and talk our stuff because y'all clown asses don't know how to deliver. Y'all out here getting ran through by the Giants, the New York Giants, not neighbors and Eli Manning and Odell Beckham and them cats, these rookies. Y'all getting ran through. Y'all should be embarrassed of how that happened. That's all I got for y'all today. I'll holler at y'all, man.
Now, I don't like...
It's good stuff.
I don't like that angry shows as much as I like the happy shows. Corey...
I couldn't tell.
Well, Corey, that might be what I thrive in. I might thrive in the angry shows, my own personality, but I enjoy the happy ones. But I will say...
Yes.
Corey brought it right there.
He did.
I mean, the Mailata line got me. You said you're one block away, then block him.
Then block him, man. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Because we hear one more time that we're one block away.
Yeah, well, the Jordan Mailata show will be interesting on Monday.
If he shows up.
Yeah, come on. 215-592-9494. So we have Phil's. It is a group therapy session. Whether you are, you don't have to be angry, right? You can be sad about the Phils.
But if you're angry, it's welcome.
But if you're angry, is fine too. So Phils and Eagles all show long. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.